There we go. Now that we've got all that technical stuff out of the way, thank you very much for joining us today, June 15th. And as previously mentioned, this session is regarding claims portal for pesticides, public fertilizers. So we'll get going. In the room with me, I have Rich Lagani, Akash Pabla, and Holly LaFontaine. That is out of the Toronto office, and myself, Pat Chauvet. And we have Lauren also in the office listening in and helping us out of the Vancouver office. Thank you for joining us. Here's an agenda for this afternoon. We're going to quickly take you through a new product care logo and website, which you may have already experienced, a review of the PSF program, quick portal refresher, reporting PSF. PSF is pesticides, solvents, and fertilizers, and paint materials in the portal, reporting PSF and paint materials using the upload spreadsheet. We're going to take you to a quick demonstration. Then we're going to talk a little bit about reporting frequency, claims processing and payment, and just give you some updates on some other PCA programs. So why don't we get going? If you do have questions as we're going along, you can pose those questions through the presentation portal. Please type your questions in the chat functions that's located at the bottom left-hand side of your screen, and we'll take a few breaks through this whole session to answer some of those questions, so you can type them in as we're going along. So to start off with, you may have already noticed that Product Care unveiled a new logo, and there it is on the screen. A different type, more contemporary type of logo, and with that, a new website at Product Care, www.productcare.org. Here's what it'll look like, and you'll be most interested, obviously, in the service partner support icon located at the top of the screen, and here's how you would get to information regarding service partner information. You'll then obviously choose the Ontario icon, which represents our province, obviously. And then you'll start seeing the screen will look familiar as to what you've seen before. So the resources, the news, the FAQs are there as they were before and are available off this page. And then to access the service partner reporting portal, you would click down on that lower right-hand side of the box as you see it there. So once you get past the first two screens, it'll become more familiar to you. Now we're going to talk about PSF program and portal updates, and Holly is going to talk about that.
All right. Thanks, Pat. So as you may know, PCA, we began operating the end-of-life management for the pesticides, solvents, and fertilizers, the PSF materials, as of April 1 of this year. With the transition from Stewardship Ontario to PCA, there was no changes. We did adopt that system as is for the collection network. Municipalities or First Nations that were participating in that Stewardship Ontario program were transitioned to PCA. So you would have seen the amending agreement, which PCA extended to include the pesticide solvent and fertilizer materials, be sent out to all municipalities that were participating in that program with Stewardship Ontario. And again, we adopted it as is. I just want to point out here, municipalities or First Nations participating, you must return that signed amending agreement to PCA before any of the PSF claims that you might submit can be processed or paid. And so those agreements did go out probably around February or so, and we just want to urge you to get them in as soon as possible. If you're planning on submitting paint claims and pesticide solvents and fertilizer claims combined in the same submission, we will not be able to process that if the pesticide solvents and fertilizer amending agreement is not submitted, signed to PCA. And so just keep that in mind that it is urgent. We have been sending out reminders recently, so you might have seen some of those emails, but please get it into us as soon as possible. The depot hourly rates, and so we did talk about this in the March transition webinar, but in case you didn't attend or you know, just a bit of a refresher here, the pesticide, solvent, and fertilizer portion of the depot hourly rate is 5.8%, and that's what it was with Stewardship Ontario. So we transferred that to PCA as of the April 1, 2016 date. And so that just means that PCA was already paying the paint, the 75.9%, and now we've added the PS&F portion, the 5.8% portion. So you will see that for those who operate depots reflected in those hourly rates. The 2016 lab pack factors, so just again a bit of a refresher here. So we adopted the approved 2016 lab pack factors that are currently used by Stewardship Ontario. So at the end of last year, Stewardship Ontario announced these factors for the four materials that you're now reporting to Product Care. So you can see there the commingled aerosols, and those you were previously reporting to Product Care, and you'll continue doing that. The pesticides, the solvents or miscellaneous organics category, and the fertilizers. So the 2016 PCA share are those various percentages, and the municipal share is there as well. So making claims, so PCA, we will reimburse the municipalities for the depot services and event services which occur on or after April 1 for the pesticide, solvent, and fertilizer materials. Anything which occurred before April 1, so if the service date at your depot when the material was picked up occurred before April 1, or if the event that you may have run in your municipality occurred before April 1, please make sure that you are claiming those back to Stewardship Ontario as they are responsible for those claims. For depot services or events which took place on or after April 1, you would claim that to PCA. And as I mentioned, again, the commingled aerosols, you can continue to claim those to us, and we will continue to pay the paint, pesticide, and solvent portions of those aerosol drums to the municipality. So April and May claims, just want to quickly go over this. So we provided a temporary upload spreadsheet, which essentially allowed municipalities to track their April and May claims before we launched the PSF portal on June 2nd. So for those municipalities who did choose to use that tracking spreadsheet for your April and May claims, you could go ahead, so since June 2nd, basically you could go into the portal using all of your same login information, and you can upload those spreadsheets as separate submissions. So again, 1 month should be one submission, so April and May would be two separate submissions. Alternatively, if you chose not to use the spreadsheet, it wasn't mandatory, then you could just key in the claim lines directly into the portal, as you probably have been all along for paint. It's sort of the same system, and we'll hear more from Akash about the portal in a bit. And so that's sort of the other approach, is just key them in. And again, the key is separate submissions for the separate months. And I'll pass it over to Akash to take us through the portal.
All right, thanks, Holly. So I'm going to show everybody a little bit of what's new with the portal, as well as the reporting spreadsheet and how to submit your claims, as well as upload the portal spreadsheet. So to start, Pat showed this page a little bit earlier. The sign-in for the reporting portal is going to be located on the bottom right, and I will actually go into the website and show you how to get to this in a little bit. So you sign in there. Here is the new login page. Not really much has changed apart from the banner at the top to include PSF materials. So just a quick overview. When you sign in, the three tabs at the top are still the same. You have the account tab, which displays your usernames and people who are registered in the portal under your municipality, as well as all of the sites and events you've submitted to us. The second tab is your claim tab, where you enter your claims in or you upload your spreadsheet. And the third tab is your history of your submissions, where you can go to view submitted, paid, and approved submissions, and as well as download summaries of those approved and paid submissions. So what's new? PSF materials were added to the reporting portal and upload spreadsheet as of June 2nd. You'll notice that when you use the portal as well as the spreadsheet, we removed the program field, which was automatically populated beforehand, so that's now just been removed. We've also made the portal and the spreadsheet a little bit more intuitive. So as a municipality, you would be either claiming for commingled materials or events. So now we've limited the portal and the spreadsheet to only show the materials that can be claimed for those two service types. As well, blank cells now need to be filled in before you can submit your claim. We were in the past having some submissions with incomplete information, so we've now limited the portal from accepting incomplete submissions. As well as the wait field has been updated. Before, there used to be a drop-down menu with the selection of kilograms, which would be the units you'd be reporting in. So now the only thing that's really changed here is the kilogram field automatically populates, as opposed to you having to manually select it. So here's just a view of the reporting portal. Again, not much has changed. The units you can see on the right automatically populate now. And on the far left, there was a program column, which has now been removed. So your claims can also be submitted via the upload spreadsheet, which I will also show you shortly. And it's available for download in the portal. And here's just a screenshot of the spreadsheet, which again I will show you momentarily. So I'm just going to switch over to the internet now really quickly and show you guys how to get to the sign-in page. So I'm going to show you how to get there from both the Product Care website as well as the Regeneration website, which most of you are used to. So at the Regeneration website, you just want to click on Service Partner Support at the top, not Member Support. So here you go to Service Partner Support. It will take you to this page. Similarly, on the productcare.org website, you click on Service Partner Support, and it will take you to the same page. So you want to scroll down, click on Ontario for all the Ontario programs and program information. Scroll down, and then enter the reporting portal from here on the bottom right. So it'll take you to the sign-in page. Just sign in here. And so here is, again, your account page with your municipality's information, the service sites we have for you, whether they be depots or events, as well as registered portal users and their permissions and roles. We have the submissions page where you can manually enter your submissions or use the upload spreadsheet. And here we have the history tab where you can review, approve, paid, rejected, and already submitted submissions. So, for example, if we wanted to download and see what was paid for this, you can go to the history section, look for a submission that is approved or paid, and click on this Save Submission as a PDF. And it'll essentially download your submission as a PDF, and it'll show you what was paid line by line based on your original submission. So here on the submissions page, you can manually enter your claims into the portal by clicking this little purple plus icon here to add claim lines. And essentially here, you're going to want to enter your claim line again. So you're going to be claiming for event materials or commingled material, which here if you select commingled, your available material types are aerosols, pesticides, miscellaneous organics, and fertilizers. Alternatively, if you select for events, you can claim for the same materials as well as paints and coatings. We'll just enter a sample claim line here. You're going to select your pickup date as well as your delivery date, your collection site. And so in the reporting portal, you're able to easily search your collection site, whereas you can't search your collection site in the reporting template. Here, say we want our event. So PCA test event, you choose your transporter and your processor, enter your material category, your containers, the container quantity, not the weight here, and the weight actually goes here. So you'll notice that it highlights yellow if the weight you entered is a little bit outside of the range we're typically used to seeing. It will not block your submission going through, but it highlights your cell. So say if we were to enter 5,000 kilograms, it would highlight it just to let you know that that weight seems a little bit high for the number of containers you're claiming for. Alternatively, we can use the upload spreadsheet, which can be downloaded right here. You want to click download template. You want to open that one up. And so it's important to note, before you actually do anything in here, you have to enable editing in this yellow ribbon at the top, as well as enable the macros. So enable twice, and then you want to click start to start entering your claims. And it just takes a second because it's going to pull all of your site information and all of that from the web. So just bear with us for a second. There we go. Okay. So here's what the upload spreadsheet looks like. It's almost identical to what you see in their portal. And most people prefer to use the upload spreadsheet if their submissions are medium to large size, and I say that being 6 claim lines or more if you want to have it on record. In the Excel spreadsheet, you can do that. Alternatively, again, you can enter it in the portal. So here it's very similar to what you do in the portal. And so you want to select your collection site. And again, here you're not able to, unfortunately, search. But we do have this list alphabetized. So, and all of these sites have their site type before them. So if it's a depot, you want to search at the top for depots. Alternatively, we have all events labeled with the word event before them. So I'm just going to select a collection site. You enter your transporter and processor. Your materials. Shipping containers. And so you'll note, once a claim line has been filled out correctly, the line will automatically gray out. If it is not gray, it means that there's information missing. So please ensure that all claim lines are grayed out before you upload it. So here we can, let's enter one more line. So here we'll enter an event. And so if you're selecting the service type event, please make sure that your service type is also one of the events in our list. You enter your enter your material category again, shipping container. One baler box, 300 kilograms, and so essentially you want to do this for all of your claim lines in 1 month. So you can do this for all of your events as well as your commingled claims in the same month. So now I'll show you how to actually upload this. So I have that file saved on my desktop. So once you have that filled out and saved, you click Upload Spreadsheet. And you want to click on your template, and it will pull all of the information you have in your template into the portal and automatically populate these claim lines. You don't have to enter anything here. And so once that's done, you want to upload your supporting documentation, so your BOL, your manifest, work orders, wherever that may be, with the weights on them, and then you give your submission a title. And then you would submit it. It will not let you submit unless you upload documentation as well. So now I'm going to pass it back to Holly to go over some of the resources that are available to you.
Great. Thanks, Akash. Just a couple points that I just wanted to point out for the portal. One key thing is PSF rates. So anyone who is claiming for depot material for pesticide solvents and fertilizers, similarly to when you were claiming for commingled materials, we need those rates between yourself and your service provider in advance to get them into our system. So if you have not yet submitted your pesticide solvent and fertilizer rates to us and you're operating a depot, please do so ASAP. Because we really can't process your claims or until we have those rates. It'll just come up as a rate error. So you might be submitting them, but we're not able to actually process them. And just another thing to keep in mind, similarly to the commingled aerosols, when you're entering in the claim, you know, you're claiming the full quantity of drums or the full weight of the drums that were picked up or the Gaylords, and in the system we have the lab pack factors built in, which will be applied to those different commingled materials, either the aerosols, the pesticides, the solvents, or the fertilizers when you're claiming for them. So just that's another sort of aspect of the portal that kind of happens behind the scenes. But you entering those claim lines, you know, correctly, making sure the weights are correct, the quantities, all of that ensures that what happens after you hit submit happens properly. And so please get us those rates as soon as possible. And whatever payments you see will be with the lab pack factors applied to the pesticide solvent and fertilizer materials. All right, so the resources. So we've got the portal user guide, which is available to you on our website, and it's also linked in this presentation. So when we do post this, you will be able to link to it. The webinar presentation and audio recording will also be made available on our Product Care Service Partner Support Ontario page that Akash took us to. And if you do have any questions about claims or if you're having issues submitting a claim, feel free to contact Akash. And the email there is onclaims@productcare.org, and his phone number with extension 361 is also there. So now we're just going to pause. We've thrown a lot of information out about the new website, about the portal itself, and the various updates, which include the pesticide solvents and fertilizer materials. And we just want to pause to see if there have been any questions so far.
All right, so the first question we have here, by using the upload spreadsheet, you can still use links. You cannot use links or copy and paste options, but retype all info manually. Is it possible for you to eliminate some macros to be able to use links from the working Excel file? It will save time dramatically and reduce typos. That was a comment and a question, I guess, at the same time. And Lauren or Akash, I don't know if we can answer that one right now. If not, we can certainly take it back and take a look at it.
Lauren, do you have any?
Yeah, so we
we feel it's important that the Excel spreadsheet is used using the drop-down menus, and we understand that it might be more time-consuming, but if we allow for copy and pasting, it can lead to more errors, and then when you upload the spreadsheet into the portal, it may not upload correctly. And so some of the fields, like the dates and I guess anything other than the collection site and the transporter and processor can be copy and pasted. They can't be dragged down, but you can copy and paste. But we really recommend that the collection site, transporter, and processor be selected from the drop-down menu, and that will ensure that it uploads properly into the portal.
Okay, thanks, Lauren. The next question, in July we will be starting a mobile depot. It will be stationed at each one of our waste facilities for a period of 1 month and continuously rotating between all six of our waste facilities. Do I treat the collection of the materials as an event? I assume yes, but I just wanted to be sure. You know what? I think we'll take that question offline with Kelly, we'll have we'll give you a call and just have a conversation about it. I don't have a proper answer for you right now. Next question is, we're having trouble inputting data into the spreadsheet. The file keeps protecting itself every time we try to insert or delete lines on the spreadsheet. Under file permissions, the claim section keeps saying that it is protected. We hit unprotect, and then it protects itself next time we go to use it. I think Gene, if you'll contact Akash directly, we could probably have a conversation about how to use that spreadsheet.
One thing to note, just it sounds like, and without doing a bit more digging, there isn't really a need to insert lines into the spreadsheet as much as once you finish one claim line, you can begin typing in the next line right below it. And all of the different drop-down menus and, collection sites and transporters are sort of built in into each line. So trying to insert a line manually could be bringing up some of those errors and things like that. But we can certainly sort of set up a quick phone call and just sort of get to the bottom of it because it shouldn't be doing that. So.
Okay, next question is, I'm operating a depot, switch from an event, but I don't have my depot registered with PCA. So how can I get my depot name on the drop-down menu? So once PCA has agreed to having a your depot up and running, we will add them to the list, and you'll see them on the drop-down menu. We'll have to go through that step. Okay, I don't see any further questions right now, so we're going to continue on with the presentation. Here we go.
Okay, so just to talk a little bit about reporting frequencies, we've kind of mentioned this a little bit, but so we do PCA, we strongly encourage that municipalities submit monthly claims on or before the end of the following month. And so that's, approximately within 30 days of the service date. Timely claims reporting, it just avoids backlogs. It, helps enable us to get to the claims more efficiently and make sure that we're able to process and pay your claims in a timely manner. So we do strongly encourage that, as soon as you have all of your documentation from your transporters, just take that step to submit the monthly claims. And as of May 1, so we did send out a notice about this, but we've requested that all claim submissions made to PCA for any of the programs, so this will apply for paints, pesticides, solvents, and fertilizers, that the claim itself, the submission you make, only contains services from 1 month, from the same month. So this means that all claim lines within one submission must be services from the same month. And services from different months should not appear on the same submission. And so submissions from that are made that have claim lines with different service months will be rejected moving forward. And so we are really trying to encourage and sort of promote the claims to be submitted in this monthly kind of cadence. And basically, it just improves financial tracking. So when you're following up with us or we're following up with you, it's much easier to track a submission or talk about a submission that reflects claims from the same month. And again, it also enables us to quickly review and approve the claims that are submitted when it is in this sort of monthly routine or monthly pattern. So there's kind of two benefits there. So please do note that submissions that are submitted when we're reviewing, if we see multiple service dates on the same submission from different months, it will be rejected and will require that those are split out moving forward. So, yeah, please take note of that. Claims processing and payment. So, again, this is a bit of a repeat from Paint, but we continue to aim to review claims within 5 days of when they're submitted. If we do notice any issues, you know, we try to get back to you as soon as we can. And then payment is processed within 30 days of the claim being approved. And so that will continue moving forward, and we really try to meet those service targets. Here's one more quick pause. Let's see if there's any additional questions.
There are no additional questions at this time, so we're just going to continue on with the presentation.
Okay, and I'll turn it over to you, Pat.
Thanks. I just wanted to give you a quick update on some other programs. We're going to start off with the LAMP program. So PCA committed to fund Ontario LAMP program to $1 million at the beginning of June last year, June 1st, 2015. From June 1st to the end of April 2016 this year, PCA has contributed $950,000 to participating municipalities and retail collection sites. Funding for May will likely exceed the remaining funds. So we sent out a communication on June 13th, which outlined that PCA will accept the May 2016 LAMP claims from municipalities and the retailer. May 2016 claims must be submitted to ProductCare on or before July 15, 2016. And just as a note, anything that comes in after that date will not be accepted. We will determine the total dollars of May claims and then distribute the remaining program funds proportionately to those that have claimed for LAMPs in May. No May 2016 LAMP program payments will be made until after July 15th. After the interim program is completed, PCA will send out a final program completion notice to all participating municipalities and retailers. PCA also intends to provide a program strategy summary, which will highlight key aspects of the program of the last year. All right, a quick update on the PAINT program. We continue to operate the PAINT program, and there are no changes to the way service providers claim depot collected paint or municipalities claim aerosols or event collected paint. PCA has begun working with the MHSW Working Group to develop a paint reuse program whereby municipalities offer free reuse programs of paint for their residents. PCA intends to launch the paint reuse program in the coming months. LAPAC studies. We conducted our first LAPAC study at HOTS from May 16th to the 19th. The LAPAC study followed the same LAPAC study methodology as was previously used by Stewardship Ontario for consistency. The study was conducted by a third-party firm, 2CG, and I think a lot of you folks may be familiar with them. PCA will continue to implement the LAPAC studies for the remainder of 2016 to develop the 2017 LAPAC factors. And that more or less concludes it. This is the Ontario team. There's Holly, Akash, Rich, and myself. There's our contact information. It will be posted in this presentation on our website in the next day or so. Thank you for attending today. I'm just going to flip back to the presentation to see if there were any other questions that were submitted. And at this time, there are no other questions. So I would like to thank everybody for taking the time this afternoon for attending the meeting. And certainly, if you have any questions moving forward, please send us an email or give us a phone call. And I think we'll have a few items to follow up with here also. So again, thank you everybody for attending this afternoon. Bye.
Thank you. Please stand by.